This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1287. Tomorrow is 2020. How are you celebrating? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
It's New Year's Eve. Lindsay and Michelle get us ready for the new year by reflecting on what they'll be doing and why you can take advantage of the holiday season to build connections.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. So excited to be on the mic. It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, NYE. Do you ever see it? No one says that, but instead of writing out New Year's Eve, do you ever write NYE or see people write
that?
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, NYE.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most famous thing that people still, I feel like this is going to fade out with our generation, but the most famous thing that people think of is, of course, Times Square and also Dick Clark. Do you remember Dick Clark? He used to host. Yeah. That was the famous thing. He may have passed away. I don't know. Yeah, he did. Okay. Yeah. So that was so famous for so many years. But that whole event with New Year's Eve and Times Square is big.
Yeah, even still now, like when I think of New Year's Eve, like that's the first picture that pops into my head.
Of him, right? In a sweater.
And just Times Square in general and the ball dropping. And I feel I feel like around the world, that's what people think of.
The cool thing about New Year's is that it can be as big of a deal or as little of a deal as you want.
That's true. Everybody kind of has their own personal way of celebrating New Year's Eve. Like last year on New Year's Eve, I was a brand new mom I celebrated New Year's Eve by sitting inside and going to sleep early. Like, I don't even know if I made it to midnight.
That's beautiful. That's so, my style these days too. Either that or like ideally I'd like to be on like a red eye flight coming back from an awesome trip.
You would like to be on a red eye
flight. Of course. You know, I do that kind of thing all the time.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, guys, we have talked about New Year's Eve. New Year's or New Year's Eve, you know, throughout the show, we try and touch on it most years, if not every year, because it's so huge, right? It's so exciting to think about starting a new year. So guys, we've done a ton of them, but for example, we did episode 661, three ways to make sure you keep your New Year's resolution. So search New Year's in our search bar for all the other ones. So we have a lot of them, but today we're going to be talking about New Year's Eve. I mean, this is really, you know, it's a time to reflect. I mean, Lindsay, do you have anything you're reflecting on this year? You've had a lot of changes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I woke up at 4 a.m. last night and I realized I couldn't sleep. I was just thinking about a bunch of things. I was like, oh my gosh, my life has changed so much since like April or May or March of this year, right? So at this time, you know, 6 months ago, I was living in Boston, different, just totally different life. And now I'm out here. So I guess I'll be reflecting on this big change and what I want my late 30s and 40s to look like. It's, I feel like it's a big transition happening now. We're talking about getting a dog and like life is, yeah. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. What kind of dog do you think you'd want?
Oh my gosh, any dog, but definitely a cute dog. We'll see.
Like a big dog, small dog, what do you like?
Yeah, big dog. I like big dogs. I do not like small dogs as much. I like all dogs, but small dogs are kind of yappy and, you know, ankle biters. So
Yeah, I mean, this year has been big for me too. Like, I mean, becoming a mom, although this is technically it is my second New Year's as a mom, but last year was so new. So like this year, you know, I have a lot to reflect on. I'm going to have a 1 year old, and you know, just a lot of things to really think about how my life has changed in that way. Like, you know, good things that have happened. And then, you know, some hard adjustments of being a mom and you know, also keeping, you know, my sense of identity what do I want still for my future and things like that. So a lot of things that I'm reflecting on as well, being a mom and also just, you know, my own personal self, right?
I love
so
that.
Lots of things to think about.
That's really good, Michelle. I mean, I wonder if some of our listeners could maybe come back to the blog and give you some advice potentially, right, about being a new mom and how do you keep your own goals in the picture as well as maintaining the family, right? I mean, that can't be easy, but there's got to be a way to do it because a lot of moms do great things in the world, right?
I am working on it. But so lots to think on this year. So yeah, guys, again, some other, you know, we talk about reflecting and also trying new things. So you can also listen to episode 991. We have Bite the Bullet.
Yes.
How to encourage someone to take action in English. So that's just that's a general one we did about, you know, trying new things and making sure someone feels comfortable trying new things. And then what else, Lindsay, do we have?
Well, we talked, so episode 1081, that's 1081, was go out on a limb in 2019. And that must have been our 2018 into 2019 New Year's episode, guys. So good one. I don't even remember what we talked about, but go and check it out. Go and check it out. Because, I mean, this year is a big one too, because it's 2020.
Exactly.
I mean,
this is huge.
I hadn't even thought about that. Oh my gosh, that's huge, right? We're going into a new decade.
Right. And I know. Like, it's not just your average year change. Now we're going to be in the roaring 20s, right? But 100 years later.
100 years later.
That's crazy. Exactly. Yeah. So guys, we have to really take this energy into the new year. And on New Year's Eve, what better thing to talk about, right? Yeah. So it's always a good time to talk about with people about the past year and what they want from the new year, right? If you guys are going to any parties tonight or anything like that, I don't know. We have listeners everywhere. So, all the time changes. Yeah. I don't know when you'll be hearing this. But if you don't hear this, You can still talk to people about this in the beginning of, you know, the new year. Really ask them about, how was your last year? What are you looking for in this year? But guys, I think it's a good time to talk to people about how they spent their New Year's when they were younger also.
Exactly. People love talking about, you know, their childhoods, their upbringing, what happened when they were a kid. So that's a good topic to bring you closer to someone, I think.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like New Year's Eve, I feel like people get a little nostalgic around New Year's because, number one, like their traditions from growing up, and you're kind of like looking at, you know, another year has passed and like, what did I do last year and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like New Year's is a mix of talking about the past and the future. It's like we're kind of, like I said, reflecting, but also thinking, oh, my gosh, I used to do this with my friends and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm doing this. And then thinking about what you want for the future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this is great to find that common ground with someone, right? Even if you're talking to someone who's from a different country in English, you're still going to hopefully find some kind of common ground. And through that nostalgia, you're going to build that connection. So that's really good.
Exactly.
So what could we say, Michelle, to ask those questions? Like, what kind of questions would we ask?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to talk in general about like different things you can talk with people about to connect with them. But like, for example, if you do want to touch on the past, right, you could say, I could say to you, Lindsay, like, what did you used to do on New Year's Eve? And how did New Year's Eve change for you as time went on?
Yeah. I mean, I remember New Year's Eve 1999 yeah. was when Me I was too. I was a senior in high school, which was convenient. That was a great time. And we had a house party, a typical American high school house party. The parents were away.
So this was into 2000, right?
Into 2000. Yeah. So Y2K, the big people didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah. Right. And so we all just like partied at someone's house, and there were like 20 of us or 30 of us in this big house, just kind of what you see on TV. Yeah. It was fun. It was a good night. Good
yeah. times. I used to, when I was like a kid, I would celebrate every year. We have like a whole group of family friends. Like it's like this, it's like a big family really. And every year we would go to dinner with everyone and then go back to someone's house. This is when I was, I don't know, I'm not sure how old, but for many, many years we did this. But I do remember Y2K, and I still remember watching right as we were counting down from 10. Mm. And I remember thinking to myself, like, you know, because I had been thinking the whole Y2K and all the worry was ridiculous. But I remember in those last few seconds, I do remember getting like, oh, gosh, what?
I did get
scared for like just a second. I'm like, what if I was wrong? And then, yeah, here we are. And it's already almost 2020. And it feels like yesterday.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that feeling, too. It's true. No one really knew what was going to happen. That's so funny. That's so funny.
Yeah. So, you know, to talk about now, I mean, Lindsay, like, do you prefer to party on New Year's Eve or just hang out?
No, I don't like to party. I mean, no, honestly, I'm kind of, well, you know, it depends. My ideal party now at 38 would be a dinner party.
Yeah.
Right. With close friends. And I'm going to have to start building my social circle here in Denver for sure. So we can have these kinds of parties. But wine, food, probably at my house or at someone else's house, mellow, but good conversation. That is the ideal party to me now. Not necessarily like a club and dancing. No, I don't want that right now. So
and that's funny because, when you say like, do you like to party or do you prefer to party?
Yeah.
It's interesting because it doesn't mean the same thing as go to a party. Like, because when you say go to a party, like that could mean a lot of different things. Like it could be more of like a wild party or it could be more of a dinner party. But if I said to you, like, do you prefer to party? You knew I didn't mean dinner party.
Yeah, this is interesting. For some reason, I was thinking about this as a verb yesterday. I don't know why I was thinking about it, but it's a good thing to teach for our listeners today, guys. Important distinction, right? To party is a verb, and it means, how is it different than going to a party?
Well, what's the connotation? Just like to have a wild good time. Like I feel like it's a little bit more wild. Like it's
wild.
It's more thinking about like a club or dancing or alcohol or and things like that. Like I actually remember, I don't know if I'll tell you this story. So I was a camp counselor when I was right before college, and and years later I went to Subway sandwiches, and there was a girl then, she was like, oh my gosh, you were my counselor. And she was like in high school at that point.
Yeah.
And of course I felt so old because she was like five when I was her counselor. And you know what she said to me? She goes, do you like to party? And I was like, it just felt so funny for me because I was like, older than her. And I knew that she didn't mean like, oh, do you like to have dinner parties?
I'm not
a huge party. It was just so funny, like to have like my former camper ask me this question.
That's so weird. Yeah, there's definitely an age element to using this phrase as a verb. Hopefully, right? Hopefully. Probably like teenagers or college kids would tend to use it more.
Yeah, like let's party. Yeah.
Yeah, let's party. And you know it's going to be wild. So that's really a very nuanced thing, guys. As you get better and better at English, you're going to be recognizing these nuances. That's a really good one, actually.
Yeah, good. So, Lindsay, what do you steer clear of on New Year's Eve?
Well, I would say I steer clear of driving.
Yeah.
Probably the roads in general.
Yeah.
Just because, people do drive home drunk, and, also beyond that, just the traffic and parking is a pain. So I'd prefer to just stay where I'm going to be or get home before midnight, maybe. I don't know. I would rather just have people over. Me to my too. House. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we usually go to a friend's house or like, yeah, we ended up having these like pretty low key parties yeah. with friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, just lots of food. And like, it's actually really, really fun. So that's how like my New Year's, actually my New Year's Eves haven't really changed since I was a kid. It's just like more, it's just like with like, it's just now that I'm older, but we still do a lot of the same things.
Yeah. And but, by the way, that was a good question. Steer clear of, what do you steer clear of? What, and again, what does that mean for our listeners?
It means basically, what do you avoid?
Yeah, that's good. That's also a very nuanced term, guys. Really good one. Hope you're taking notes. If not, if you have the iOS app, you don't have to take notes because you can see the transcripts right that's in right. the app. And you can, Michelle, you'll probably add this to the vocab list, right?
I'm going
to
add this for sure. List, I'm going to add yeah. a lot of these. Yeah. So mm-hmm,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, I have one more question. Are you doing anything for a change of pace this New Year's? And like, and I mean, I guess that you are considering you're in a different place.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to get back to you on that, to be yeah. honest. So I'm flying back. I'll be back in New Hampshire on the East Coast from around just I'll be flying back on the actually as we're recording this, I'm probably already back in Denver. So I'll be back in Denver and yeah, I don't know what I'll be doing. So I'll let you know later.
Yeah.
What about
does that
you?
Mean a change of pace?
A change of pace means just to do something a little different. Like maybe before you used to go out all the time, go dancing, and then now you are having quiet dinner parties, or maybe you're just watching TV. That's right. A change of pace.
Right. Something that changes like your routine, things that you've done in the past.
Yeah, exactly. How about you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always a change of pace now that I have a baby. Like I'm not really like going out with friends anymore, just more keeping it very more low key than even before. And I was always kind of low key.
Yeah, because the baby has a bedtime, right? What time is the baby's bedtime?
His bedtime is like between 7 and 7:30. So.
Okay, pretty early.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's awesome. So, Michelle, what is the takeaway for our listeners today?
Well, guys, well, first of all, Happy New Year tomorrow yes. and tonight. Yeah. And, you know, we gave you some new phrases and words to today to talk to people about during the end of the year, to kind of talk about what's coming up and what are their plans, right? Things like mm-hmm. that. You know, there are other things you can ask people, of course, when the beginning of the year comes. So I suppose this is better. These are good questions for like the end of the year, but you can still ask them, like, what did you do over New Year's? Like, did you party? What did you steal? You know, like there's still a lot of things that you can use these for. This is a great time to connect with people because people generally feel both excited and nostalgic at the end of the year. So kind of take into consideration this idea of focusing on the past, the present, and the future.
Yeah, I love it. Take advantage of this time of year, right? Because people are a bit more bubbly, a bit more social. And so, you know, maybe in January, people will be a little more serious. Who knows? So it's a good time to capitalize on that opportunity and build those connections for sure.
Definitely. Oh my gosh, Lindsay. Well, Happy New Year. I wish you all the best.
Yeah, you too, Michelle. Happy 2020.
2020. This is crazy.
I can't wait to see what we do on All Ears English in 2020. It's going to be great. It's gonna
oh,
be great.
Yeah. Oh, me too. It'll be fun.
All right. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.